P98WP, G Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse clocking in with y'all. We back at it again, man. It's Monday inside the Madhouse. And yes, it was a warm weekend, the first weekend on that stay at home order. I'm going to just go in and put it out there. Some of y'all just ain't going to listen. Y'all just ain't going to listen. Y'all don't. Anyway, 61 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be right near 76. Enjoy the day because it's going to get a little bit. It's going to go get back cold or cool for the next few days after today. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to be a little chilly. And then it's going to heat back up on Friday. So, yeah, and we expect some rain later on tonight all the way until tomorrow. But, yep, 61, 76 is the high for the day with a lot of sunshine. Don't y'all be out there acting crazy like y'all was this weekend, because y'all was out there just acting a donkey, a monkey, or whatever you want to call it. All right, in the crib with y'all, and I got one of my partners on the phone. You actually said, boy, you got tested for the corona?
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling this morning, though?
I'm good. How you doing? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? There we go. Jessica?
Yes.
Oh, hello?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
A lot is going on. That's what's going on.
It's always a lot going on in the madhouse. Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
Are you talking
y'all
to yourself?
Good over there?
Help me.
Are you talking to yourself?
Nah. What's up? What's up, Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How was your week? Well, were you in the house this weekend?
Of course I was in the house. Yes.
You didn't even go outside You didn't go outside for no fresh air or nothing?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I went outside for some fresh air. Did some walked around the neighborhood. That's about it.
Okay, so you didn't ride your bike or nothing?
I don't have a bike, Larry.
No type of bike? You ain't got a motorcycle or nothing like that?
No. No. Do you have a bike?
No, but I saw half of Charlotte out riding motorcycles this weekend like they was damn crazy. And they wasn't 6 feet apart. They were just out there riding in packs and riding in groups like it was all right. I'm sick of y'all not paying attention to the stay-at-home order. What's wrong with y'all people? What's wrong with them, Jessica?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't see it because I was in the house, Larry.
Well, I was outside helping. I was outside helping, though. That's the only reason I was out there.
Okay. Yeah. Were you practicing social distancing?
Of course. Also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
And everybody that's listening to this stay at home order, because some of you, everybody on every side of town I was on, y'all was not listening.
They're not paying attention at all.
Listen.
At all.
I rode through the park yesterday. It looked like a regular Saturday at the park. They out there playing basketball. They playing soccer. They playing frisbee. I said, these people, see, this is why they gonna close everything down. Because y'all would not abide by the orders that have been put out there. Them people clearly saying, you can go to the park, but you must practice social distancing. No playing basketball. No extreme games, including soccer. And, frisbee game was okay. Because they was 6 feet apart. You know what I mean? But soccer and basketball? If I worked for the health department, I would have been out there and I would have been arresting people or something. Because y'all just don't want to listen. What's wrong with them, Burp? What's wrong with them, Jessica?
Nobody knows.
We gotta do better,
the
people.
Trouble I've been through.
And we got to do better, people, because now we are under statewide stay-at-home order, which goes in effect later on today. Governor Roy Cooper actually issued that on Friday. He issued that about 4 o'clock, saying that Monday we will start the official stay-at-home order for the whole entire state of North Carolina. And over the weekend, we had our first confirmed coronavirus death here in Mecklenburg County, which is, you know, y'all, we got to abide by the rules so we can get through this thing. And the mandatory stay-at-home order for the state is going to run through the entire month of April. So starting today, you're going to be at home under the stay-at-home order all the way through April. So about April 30th of May 1st, they're talking about lifting that. But in the meantime, statewide stay-at-home order, so please abide by it. If you're going to be out, practice your social distancing. If you still got to work, you got to do your thing. Make sure you continue to sanitize. Wash your hands. Even if you got a question about washing your hands, wash your hands. Sanitize your hands, sanitize your area, and please keep your 6 feet apart, your social distance, because it is serious out here. I had a guy call because I was working afternoons. I had a guy call from my neighborhood, called on Friday and said he actually tested positive for the coronavirus. And that he said it wasn't no joke. Mm. Wasn't no joke. And he said, you know, he said he was like everybody else at first. You know, not taking it serious until he was like he came down with the symptoms. And somebody told him to go get tested. He got tested and tested positive. And he said it really put him down for a minute. And he was just glad that he was able to come through it. Have you heard anybody with it, Bert?
No. I don't know anyone that has been confirmed, that have been confirmed to have the disease. I pray that it continues.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anyone with it. But I know that there are a lot of people who do have it and people whose family members are being affected. So I pray that everything goes okay for them.
And Jessica, one of your friends' dad actually got it, right? And he actually passed away.
I actually have two people. I actually know of two people that passed away. Hmm. Like I said, like you said, I was following my friend, and his father did pass. He was actually a radio personality out in Detroit.
Hmm.
His father passed away from it. And just yesterday, I found out that my sister-in-law's uncle passed away from it just yesterday. So yeah, I do know a couple of people that have passed away from it. It is very, very serious. It's real. No matter what you think the conspiracy theory is about there being a vaccine, or this is just a way for Donald Trump to be, whatever the conspiracy theory is that you believe, it is. But the fact still remains that people are dying. So we have to do our part.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we do.
And we got to continue to abide by them. They put these rules in place for a reason. And I was talking to some officers over the weekend. I'll tell you what the officer said, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to tell you what the officer said. And I spoke to several different officers, because I've been going out and still assisting in feeding the homeless population here in Charlotte, because, you know, they are quite forgotten here in the city, and they still need to eat and still need supplies, because nobody's supplying it to them except for the organizations that I've been working with. So I'll let y'all know what's going on with that and what the officers had to say firsthand. All right, let's get it started this morning with today's inspirational power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Philippians.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and 609, and y'all know what time it is.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And today's question of the day is being brought to you by this pandemic that's going on. Power 98 here. We know that everyone is concerned about the coronavirus and how it affects our daily lives. Listen for breaking news on any new developments as they become available. Go to power98fm.com for more info, plus safety procedures that benefit everyone. Novant Health is here for our community for questions 24/7. You can call them at 1-877-9-NOVANT.
So it's being brought to you by Novant, not the coronavirus, right?
The corona. Everything is being brought to you by the corona.
I was thinking the same thing, Jessica. I was just going to let him ride it out, though. I was going to let him ride it out.
The title of the line I say, coronavirus 2020.
But it's nobody else. It is definitely being brought to you by nobody else. But okay.
Yes.
Have you exactly. Want to do it, dog? Do your thing.
It's being brought to you by Novant.
Coronavirus is not a client of Beasley Broadcasting.
it's a client of everybody.
Thank you, Novant. We appreciate you.
Hey, listen, our Madhouse question of the day today. We want to know, outside of physical attributes, what attracts you to a person?
Mm.
You know, somebody that you are actually interested in romantically, outside of the physical attributes, what attracts you to that person?
Mm. Personality all day. Like, I like somebody who's goofy. Like, you gotta, not goofy like in the sense of like you just
like silly.
Yeah, like silly. And you got to have an open personality. Like, you got to be able to take a joke. You got to, you know what I mean? You got to be just goofy, because I'm goofy. So you got to be goofy. Just a little bit goofy.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. It just came out like that, son.
Because it's goofy.
Yeah, because it's goofy. You goofy.
So you like somebody that you can pretty much have fun with.
Have fun with, yeah. Joke with. You just got to be a little silly, a little goofy for me.
Yeah.
For me, I would say it's character. What is your character? You know, like, that is very, very important to me. So outside of the physical realm, what is your character?
Mine would have to be your teeth.
But that's a physical
attribute. That's physical,
that's physical, Burpee.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
The physicality?
Yeah, that's a physical attribute.
Oh. Well, this is... No, y'all know how big I am on grammar.
Burpee's question?
What was Burpee's?
I know, guys.
Was this Burpee's question?
Guys.
Go ahead. You're supposed to think about this before. Go ahead, Burpee.
Y'all know I'm big on grammar.
Yeah.
Someone who speaks correctly. That attracts... Like, if you... I love someone who, if we're talking and they say converse instead of conversate.
Yeah.
It
just show you they knew a little bit. Like, they listen to school a little bit.
Right. That gets me right
there. A little bit of smart. A smart woman. Leon got a little bit of smarts, too. I got you, big dog.
Yeah.
I got you.
There it is. Smile don't count still?
No. That's
the teeth? What about the teeth?
Abuse, boy.
But what about the teeth?
Bye. Teeth is physical.
Oh.
If you can touch it, it's physical.
If you got all 32, that still
counts. That's physical, Barbie. That's physical.
He up here talking about grammar and don't know the difference between physical.
What about they can draw the eyebrows? Is that physical?
Jessica, we ain't telling them how we tap in on this. I'm sick of
it. Oh, my goodness. You should join the conversation on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
What about Tony? Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Take Power 98.
Contracted the virus. The billionaire is said to be in good spirits and self-isolating with little to no symptoms. He was the only owner who did not want to play NBA games without fans, and he did not want to suspend the season. So, yep, that's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
And yeah, and real quick, you know, he's the same owner that tried to get Spike Lee banned after Spike Lee done spent 28 seasons up there with the New York Knicks. So a lot of people are saying karma is a B word.
You know what?
I know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
It's the baby, man. We're going to get these vibes. Charlotte's plugging. Pound 98.
You know it's baby new.
No, she was tired.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It's the baby right there with the vibes. Don't forget, man, coming up at 8 o'clock, you got a chance to win cash. That's right, Stunner for Vegas is trying to help y'all get some relief. And we're going to be giving up his cash coming up at 8 o'clock. You know what you got to do. Listen out for the keyword. Burpee's going to give y'all the keyword at 8 o'clock. After you hear the keyword, all you got to do is text the keyword to 45911. That's right. Text the keyword to 45911 or put it in on our mobile app or go to our website and put it in at power98fm.com. This is a multi-city contest, and you could win $500 and qualify for $10,000. So that's coming up for you this morning at 8 o'clock. And, of course, you got to hit the hashtag, MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
It is outside of physical attributes, physical attractions. What attracts you to someone else?
And
so nothing physical.
Man, my sister said he's smart, funny, hustler, and witty.
Mm. I agree. I think you also do have to have a hustler spirit about you.
Yeah. I think that for a female, too. I know a lot of guys that like females that got some type of hustle. You gotta hustle.
You gotta want to get the money.
You
got to want to work.
Because two checks is better than one.
That turns any man on.
when she get to the bag?
When she get to her own bag? Boy, a Negro will move mountains for you.
I hate him. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. It's Pot 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the morning.
Yes, sir. Proud 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Best on earth right there, Russ Bia. And of course, we the Madhouse. We the best on earth. And we just want to keep y'all updated what's going on with the coronavirus. The new news is, if you missed it, the governor came out Friday, held a press conference, and said that he's going to be doing, he's issued a statewide stay-at-home order for the whole entire state of Mecklenburg County, which will go into effect today at 5 p.m. So for the entire state of Mecklenburg, I mean the entire state of North Carolina, we will be under the stay-at-home order until the end of the month. At first, it was just Mecklenburg County was under the order, but now it's going to be a statewide thing with the governor coming out on Friday saying that it would go into effect today. Madhouse Nation, we want y'all to play Game Show Monday. Tap in if you want to win. What, Miss Jessica?
Five shout-outs.
These five shout-outs is hard to come by right now. They hard to come by.
I'm just saying, what other station is giving them out? Ain't no other station giving out five shout-outs.
You want to spin the Game Show wheel and figure out what game comes off the Game Show wheel. Whatever game comes off the Game Show wheel, that is the game that you will play. 570-WPEG if you want to spin the Game Show wheel and win these wet, Miss Jessica.
Five shout-outs.
Straight like that. We come back with this Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man. I needed some with some okay, violence. Let's go. I flew past his whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it. My bitch got good. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures?
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
Pound 98 WPEG, solid plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Up with the chicken and crows, Mr. Lee. What's good, Mr. Lee?
Good morning, Mr. Lee.
Good morning, you all that drunk,
man. You all right, Mr. Lee?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mr. Lee, we're going to let you play Game Show Monday, okay?
That'll work.
All right, we're going to spin it. Say, spin that wheel, Mr. Lee.
Spin that wheel.
Well, I hope it land on.
You've selected.
Spelling Bee.
Yes! Yes!
Mr. Lee.
I hear you.
You got to spell some words, Mr. Lee. You ready?
Squirrel.
No, you gotta spell. What? You gotta what? Spell some words, Mr. Lee.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Spelling Bee, Mr. Lee. We gonna give you three words.
All right, Burpee got your first word. What you got for him,
Burpee?
Ready,
Mr. Lee?
Give me the word.
Your first word, Mr. Lee, is stay.
Repeat it again.
Use it in a sentence, Burp.
Your first word is stay. As in, stay in your room.
Capital S-T-A-Y.
Yeah, Mr. Lee. Yeah. You better tell him you know what you're doing over there, Mr. Lee.
Capital S.
What you got for him, Jessica?
Case one. All right, Mr. Lee, your second word is at. I am at the store. At.
Capital A-C-T.
No, not act. He thought you said act. Like
use it in a sentence, Mr. Lee. Pay attention.
No, I am at the store.
I got what it is. A-C-T.
Not act, Mr. Lee.
No, he said it twice. That's wrong. Damn it. Larry, go to your words.
That's it. He got that one wrong.
No.
Mr. Lee.
I'm here.
You got to get this one.
Your third and final word is home. I told everybody to go home.
Capital H-O-M-E.
Why you keep saying capital?
Why all them capital letters?
There it is,
why all them start with capital letters?
There it is. Y'all need to win, 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 win. He won.
You got that right, Mr. Lee. Your words
hold on,
were.
Hold on. Mr. Lee, can you put them what? Three words together?
Spell at them.
Spell.
No,
Mr. Lee.
Act, Mr.
Not
Lee.
Act like
at.
A movie.
At.
Like a place that you are at.
Like you are at home right now.
You get it now?
What are they? I can't recall.
You can't recall.
Mr. What? Lee, you want five shout outs, Mr. Lee. You got five shout outs this morning?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm nervous.
Miss Honeybar number one, Miss Honeybar number two, Miss Honeybar number three, Miss Honeybar number four, This Hanuman number five.
The Hanuman. Miss Lee, what is the Hanuman?
Hey, Miss Lee, tell everybody what's up. Mr. Lee, tell everybody what's your favorite station, man.
Power 98.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 76, 61 degrees. If you do have to go out the house right now, most of the cloud sky is still kind of dark outside. But yes, you're going to be dealing with a cloud cover today. But the high for the day is going to be 76. And you know what time it is inside the madhouse? Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! 570-WPEG. You got somebody that you need to let shine? I know you got somebody you need to let shine, especially with everything that's going on with this coronavirus. Dad out there going to get them groceries. Making sure the family's straight. Making sure y'all eat every day. We got so many groceries in my house, I don't even know what to do. We get Lil Uzi Vert, Harlan's remix.
Never need a chick, I'm what a chick need. Trying to...
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you... My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine. Yeah.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
All my essential fellow workers at Case Farms in Morganton, North Carolina.
Power 98, you got somebody you want to let shine?
Yay, yay. I'm going to let me shine and my cousin Dupree shine. Shout out to WGCD 104.5, like Bill. Hello.
Another station on our station. She sounded like she shouted out another station on our station.
That was it. Who you trying to let shine?
Yeah, it's your boy 704 Natural. I'm going to let all my people at Albemarle shine, man. My mama, my son, my family, man.
Albemarle, what up?
Don't start saying something like that. Don't start saying that.
Hey, Larry. Huh? I be selling out an Albemarle, baby.
I looked the numbers up, and the numbers say.
The numbers say, I sold out.
They said you had 20 people. In the building. The building holds 19 people. You had 20.
That is a whole lot.
And that's a sellout, Burberry. So there you go. Jessica, you got somebody you need to let shine?
Yes, I want to let shine. You know, I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. Nickelodeon hosted a hashtag Kids Together town hall meeting. It was hosted by actress Kristen Bell and our very own Little Peace Party Girl, Miss Brooklyn, was featured on it. And Nickelodeon actually reached out to her and asked her to represent the Carolinas on that. And she was one of the featured kids on that Nickelodeon special. So I want to send a shout out to my BFF, Miss Brooklyn.
And I got to send a big, big shout out to all my street soldiers and everybody sending them donations to help the homeless, because we've been going out each and every day helping the homeless, feeding the homeless. Salute to everybody at Block Love Charlotte. And I got to send a big, big shout out to my girl, Joanna. Joanna, thank you for that big, huge donation that you sent to Block Love Charlotte. It's much appreciated. Salute. Coming up Angeles. Jessica's got it for you. Knows the neighbor news. It's Charlotte's plug. It's Pod 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry and
Angus guy.
What rapper they saying is gay?
Yeah.
Rich Homie Quan.
Okay.
Young M.A.
Young M.A. Good guess, Burp. Find out what's going on with this story and the proof that this man says that he has is coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
His music from her is called Slide here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
You always wearing them glasses.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor news for Monday, March 30th. Chris Brown had a weird and scary moment over the weekend. The singer recorded an interaction between him and a fan outside of his house. The fan, who you really can't see in the video, yells out, "Do you know Lorena?" And then Chris yells back, "No!" And then she yells back, "Yes, you do!" And then she goes on to claim that Chris is her life partner. It appears she may have been handled by his security team. No word on if the police were called. If you want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Future is stepping up to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. He'll be donating masks to healthcare workers and coronavirus victims. The partnership between the future between his nonprofit Free Wishes Foundation and Atlanta Sewing Style is called Mask On. The donations will also help keep local businesses afloat, like Sewing Style, who will use their network of over 500 local sewers and designers to complete the task and deliver to Atlanta hospitals. All right, there's a rapper by the name of Space Ghost Perp that claims that ASAP Rocky is gay. Perp says that Rocky invited him to a party back in 2011. When he arrives, he claims that Rocky was in a pool rubbing on another man's booty. He also posted a picture of Rocky and another man in the pool together. Perp says that he immediately stopped hanging out with ASAP Rocky, and because he knows his secret, ASAP blackballed him from the music industry. Now, Perp's Twitter page has been suspended, but if you want to see the pictures, I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Looks like Juana Man star Miguel Nunez Jr. got into some trouble over the weekend. The actor was arrested for allegedly trying to steal about $200 worth of groceries from an LA grocery store after his credit card was declined. How did he get caught? Well, apparently he made it out the first time, but tried to return to the store a couple of days later. He was denied entry, and the cops were called out, and they cited him for misdemeanor shoplifting, and he left the store like nothing even happened. Now, Miguel did try to clear the situation up, saying that he got tired of waiting in the long line and left the store with the groceries and was planning on paying for them when he returned. The manager told him no, and that he isn't special because he's an actor. Happy birthday to Larry. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Hammer. It's MC Hammer's birthday. Happy birthday.
You see me doing a Chinese typewriter in here?
I did. I see you over there doing it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. No Limit, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Future. What did she say about Future? First caller through correct answer. We gonna give him what, Miss Jessica?
5 shout outs.
You got it. 570-WPED. Let go do it.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and y'all already know what time it is inside the madhouse, baby. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. Let's find out what Larry is mad about today.
Woke up this morning with some.
Oh, today is mad at this documentary I was watching the other day, last night. Oh, I finally watched the Tiger King documentary. Joe Exotic is my new hero. I love Joe Exotic. But you know who I'm mad at? What's her name? Carol Baskin. Oh, she's a hater. If you ain't never seen a hater in your life, watch this documentary, which they have now said is the number one most watched documentary, number one most watched show right now in America. Tiger King documentary on Netflix. Carol Baskin, she runs the Big Cat Rescue out of Florida. Man, she is the ultimate hater. How you gonna hate on somebody for doing the same exact thing that you doing? If you've seen the documentary, you know what I'm talking about. And so apparently her husband vanished or disappeared. And everybody in America, China, Italy, Spain, Portuguese, Russia, Alaska, Antarctica can tell that this lady is lying. Why they ain't locked this lady up, Burpee? Why Carol is still out there running this Big Cat Rescue when she done fed her damn husband to the, allegedly, fed her husband to some damn cats because he disappeared. And she shows no remorse when she talk about it. She went and changed the will so she get all the money. If this ain't a Lifetime show waiting to happen, why? You know what I want them to do? I want them to go investigate Carol Baskin and open this case back up and find out why and where her husband is and why she's not locked up. It's no way. She got over 2 million followers on Facebook. She make about $30,000 from Facebook a week. I'm mad at Carol Baskin and because she do the same thing Joe Exotic do, but she keep messing with this man.
That's what you got to do to get 2 million followers? Knock somebody off?
I don't know what you got to do.
Or get a tiger.
You know what? I think
I'm going to get a tiger.
I don't really like snakes, but I'm going to get me a tiger, though. I'm going to find me a tiger. And when y'all next time y'all stop by my neighborhood, y'all going to see it in the backyard. I got enough backyard.
Your show have been called
Larry,
Tiger.
Not the way that you kill animals. Peter will be all over at your house.
This is true.
Because I'm going to tip him
off. You gonna be the Carol Baskin at the time.
I'm going to let him know.
Now, I get it. Joe Exotic.
Larry killed his rabbit. We still ain't found Jeffrey the dog. Don't nobody know where Jeffrey the dog is. Don't think we forgot.
Jessica,
and then you going to go out here and get a tiger?
Jessica, you really over there snitching this morning.
Don't you think the name of this show, I get it, is about Joe Exotic, but shouldn't it have been called the Tiger Queen?
Bye, Burpee.
No limit, Larry!
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts inside the madhouse. Yep, Concord, Gaston, your rock here. Ibiza Broadcasting Station. You know how we get it in inside the madhouse. We are WPEG Power 98 FM. All right, Burpee, what you got for me today?
Well... It's a lot going on in the world. Ain't too much to talk about because hell, ain't nobody doing nothing. But one thing y'all need to do, Larry, everybody got to do this. Listen to the order. Y'all out here in these streets like ain't nothing going around. Corona is out here spreading. Corona is everywhere. I saw people out there at the car wash. They out there washing their cars. Oh, I got to get the pollen off my car. Corona is in the pollen. Listen to the order. Stay your ass
at home. Wait a minute. Time out. Corona is in the pollen?
Corona is in the pollen.
Is that what you're going
to
tell the people?
Listen, Larry, to the order.
I do want to listen to the order, but
to the
I'm
order.
Not going
to
spread that Corona is in the pollen.
You know what I saw in my neighborhood?
What's up,
I saw three women working out, running up and down the road in the cul-de-sac where my house is. Excuse me, lady ma'am. Y'all are not 6 feet apart. Listen to the order. Get your ass back in that house. Listen to the order. It says stay at home in the walls. Get the food you need. Go back in there. Stay at home. Listen, Larry, to what?
The order. Listen to the order.
That's what you got to do. Somebody said, oh, well, I just had to get my kids out here. We were holding hands and we walked out. Holding hands. So y'all that close together and you walking out, you know what that is? Rona. Listen to the order.
You tired of your spouse? Put them outside and you stay in the house.
No,
6 feet apart. 6 feet apart.
No, don't get tired of no spouse. You know what you do right now? You're going to be in the house with them, so you might as well watch movies. You might as well cook dinner. You might as well get to know each other, because I bet you don't know what their favorite color is, but 2 weeks from now, you ought to know, because you should do what? Listen to the order.
Wait a minute. Don't you supposed to practice social distancing in the house?
No, that's just dumb. Social distancing in the house is dumb.
Think about it.
What you thought?
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man.
Call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
No, welcome to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately today, due to the coronavirus and the bailiffs and the sheriffs and the jury and the lawyers and the defendant and the plaintiff all being at home on under stay-at-home orders, court is closed.
Oh, y'all practicing social distancing in court, yes. In your courthouse?
Yes. Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
You know what? I ain't
court
even mad.
Court closed, y'all.
I ain't even mad. So court closed today.
Court is closed today.
All right. So since court closed today, I called up my brother Burpee, and he's working on some special sauce for y'all. We hope y'all can hear in a few minutes. Burpee said he got, you know, he did, him and his brother Pastor Real got together, and they did the I'm Covered from the coronavirus, which obviously.
And we saw how that turned out.
Well, he got some new heat. You doing this on yourself, Burpee?
Yeah, I'm putting this one together right now. So I'm in the stew.
You ain't calling up your brother, Pastor Real to do this. This is gonna be you.
No. Pastor Real, he don't do secular music.
Oh, so this is gonna be a secular song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be another banger.
Okay.
I might call up DA or LA.
No, they don't listen to no orders.
Right.
No, they probably in the studio right now, 1 feet apart. They probably in there, you know, in the studio cooking it right now.
Yeah, so something is brewing right now.
All right, so we're going to see what he's cooking up when we come back. Charlotte's plug is pot out of here.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me.
I'm a goat. You know I'm the
pot out of the AWPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. While Burpee and his crew is over there cooking up this Corona song. Let's do what, Miss Jessica?
I did this on my page a couple of days ago. Let's do some Corona confessions.
Not Corona confessions.
Corona confessions. Something that you want to confess that you have been doing while you've been at home during this coronavirus pandemic. You can feel safe. This is a safe space.
And I need y'all to keep it clean because there's a lot of kids at home listening. So I need y'all
to
keep
it clean. Filter yourself, you know.
Yeah. You know a lot of y'all nasty.
Do you have something that you want to confess to, Larry?
Who?
You.
I've been going to the grocery store every day. I ain't never.
Whack.
I thought this was a safe zone.
Okay.
You know what? Right.
Never mind.
Never
mind.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Burpee, do you have something you want to confess to?
Oh,
that was my confession.
After time,
yeah.
Oh, after somebody confessed something,
yeah.
After you gonna play it?
What you got, Bert?
Can I be truthful? Can I be honest with y'all?
Yeah, go ahead and be honest.
Especially when I was sick and I was out, I ain't shower every day.
Oh, you definitely got to shower every day.
You're part of the problem. Yes. That's part of the problem.
I ain't shower every day. I would wash my hands, wash my face, brush my teeth.
They plainly tell
but
you
a whole shower.
Yeah, they plainly tell you if you go outside and come back in, you must shower.
I didn't go outside. I didn't go anywhere.
Burpee, you just a nasty individual.
Shut up. I know I ain't the only one that was sitting there like, you know what? I don't feel like washing my ass.
Yeah, with all this time, I take 2 showers a day.
You're just too nasty, Burpee. You're just too nasty.
That's
what's your confession, Jessica, since you called mine whack?
I am currently at home wearing my pajama bottoms. These are my pajama bottoms.
Whack.
The epitome of whack.
These are my pajama bottoms.
That nobody can see but us.
Really? That's why I'm really the only one that had a corona confession.
No, you are the really the only one that's just nasty.
No, y'all lying. Y'all don't want to tell these people what y'all really doing during this corona.
I've been out with the homeless. Every time I go home, I take a shower.
That's something that don't nobody know you doing.
I go to the grocery store
every time I leave the house. When I leave here, I'm going to the grocery store to get something.
I'm not even leaving the house, and I still shower, Bertie.
I told him I'm the only one that had a real corona confession. We're doing corona confessions.
Larry said he goes
to the grocery store
every day
when he leave the house. Jessica said she's sitting there in her pajama bottoms.
And she
That's
is,
regular everyday
see,
house.
I can see Jessica in her pajama bottoms, and she have on a nice...
And I said, she when, has I on a out, Mickey when I was out, when I was sick,
I put on a shirt to throw y'all off.
You can't see her, but like she's sitting down. So, I mean, if y'all come watch, see the video, y'all can see she's sitting down. She has on the Mickey Mouse shirt.
The people can't see that, so it don't matter.
I'm telling the people what she got on.
I said when I was sick and I was out, I didn't take a shower every day. I didn't do it.
Well, that's why you were sick for 7 weeks, because you weren't showering. You funky ass little boy.
Confession, man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do.
570-WPG, if you got a corona confession.
What's your corona confession?
What is your corona confession? 570-WPG.
I don't have none. I just stay away from the people who got it.
Megan Thee Stallion.
It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 76, 61 degrees right about now. And Miss Jessica, you said we're doing what?
Corona confessions.
570-WPEG if you got a corona confession. And all right. You got a corona confession. Go ahead, baby.
I've been in the house acting a fool, keeping my family laughing, cooking, getting fat. I'm going to be big as a house. I ain't going to be able to get out the door. Well, you know I've been smoking them damn trees.
I think a lot of y'all are in the house eating and smoking trees. I really think that's what y'all in the house doing.
Corona confessions. But weren't we doing that before Corona?
I don't know what y'all was doing before Corona. I don't participate, so I don't know. You have some
you don't participate in eating?
Mm-mm. I don't eat at home. I eat out.
Okay.
You say you have Corona confessions on your Facebook page, on your page?
Oh, yeah. One of my homegirls said that she has not taken her bonnet off ever since she's been allowed to work at home.
I believe that. I've seen a lot of people working at home with their bonnet on.
Another one says that she is living in her leggings and T-shirts.
Mm. Do y'all wash them, though? Do you wash your leggings and T-shirts?
One of our coworkers up there at Beasley who says, I haven't worn a bra since March 14th, and it has been great.
Let me see. Co-worker at Beasley who wouldn't wear a bra for 2 weeks.
In the back, sales department.
In the back, sales department. That sounds like Brittany.
Nope. Hey, King.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, we got your Corona Confessions, 570-WPEG. If you got something you want to confess that you've been doing since you've been in the house with the coronavirus pandemic, Charlotte's Plug is Pod 98.
The morning turn up is real. Okay.
Yeah, you've been at home about two weeks now. Yeah, you've been doing some stuff. You ain't got no business. We got them what, Miss Jessica?
These are Corona Confessions.
Yes, sir. Corona Confessions. You know who live on the phone. It's our big dog, our big homie. Go ahead, Toodles.
Oh, my confession, honey. You know my job is necessary because I contract, honey. I do it all. Anything construction, manual labor, I do it all, Larry. But anyway, so I've been out here. Everybody been just calling me. My phone been ringing off the hook. They want this little stuff done to their house and stuff. So yesterday, I actually get to a house because, on Sundays, it's extra. I charge double, honey. But anyway, I need my door reinforced because I'm scared this and that going to happen. So I said, okay, I'll come out there. So when I get to the house, Larry, you would not believe this. This woman comes to the door. She said, I didn't expect you to look like this. I said, well, man, what did you expect me to look like? I thought you was going to be a regular old construction-looking guy. But she said, you look like you need to be modeling. I said, for the right price, I will model. And then she said, well, how much you charge? I said, how much you got? She pulled out $300, Larry. I said, well, my price is growing steep when you see this boomerang. What you mean with a boomerang? So when I dropped the boomerang, she went crazy and gave me a whole check. She told me write the amount you want. So you know what I had to do next? I pulled out that boomerang, I blew the back out, and I left and went the hell out. Oh!
Bye, Toodles, bye!
Bye!
Get off my phone with these. I knew it was coming. I knew it. That's your boy, Jessica. That is your boy.
I love me some Toodles.
He get on my nerves.
But I am a little worried about that one.
You got any more confessions over there?
Only because he's in the room sleep. I ate all of his snacks.
Who is... Oh, you talking about your boo?
The guy. I ate all of his snacks.
Oh, he over there asleep. What up, big dog? Get up! Oh.
He can't hear you.
Oh, turn me up over there. I want to talk to him.
He in the room.
Yeah, put him on the phone.
I ate all of his snacks.
Can we talk to him in a few minutes?
No.
I mean, while you at home, we might well talk to the people in your house.
No.
Okay. All right, since the weekend, Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
It's B. Petty, man.
What up, B. Petty? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card. All right, big dog?
What?
Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
All right, in a black household, if you have four boxes of cereal, how many of them can you have open at the same time?
Two.
No. Absolutely wrong.
Absolutely wrong. All right, big dog, I got
you. I would have two boxes of cereal open up in my mama's house.
Okay, you done? Are you done?
I'm going to get my butt whooped. Okay. Just bring back memories. I'm sorry.
Hey, big dog. So, Andre 3000 and Big Boy are members of what group?
Outkast.
Okay, y'all about to say you missed that. I'm jumping through this phone. I'm going to slap you myself.
Please don't do it.
Okay, you good. I'm going to slap him. I was going to slap him through the phone. All right, your third and final question. Burp's got it for you. Get those correct. You are Black Smart. If you miss it, we need that hood black card. What you got for him, Burp?
When shooting dice, you wanted that 7 to hit because your baby needed what?
Diapers.
Diapers?
Diapers.
Bye. I hit the wrong button. You should have told him from the movie.
I ain't in no damn movie. That's shooting dice. No, in regular life.
It is in the movie.
But it's still in regular life, man.
Was he Black Smart? It came from a movie, though.
Was he Black Smart?
Okay. I don't think you were Black Smart.
That poor little baby. Hell no. To the no, no.
Hell no. To the no, no. I'm sorry, no. Be better. You are Black Smart.
To the now. Listen here.
We need you to mail that black card on up here.
Yeah, matter of fact, I need you to spray it down with Clorox before you send it, though.
Nah, never mind. You keep your black card during these times.
Nah, hell nah. I still won't.
I ain't gonna take it.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
You already know how it goes down in the DM. Our Madhouse question of the day was what, Miss Jessica? I don't know what happened to Miss
Jessica. We asked you outside of physical attributes, what attracts you to a person?
Right.
So, according to RL Glim 24, that's actually my aunt. She said, intellect. I am Hustler Rice. Says, gotta go with laughter. Terrence Corbin says, personality. And a bunch of people were saying confidence.
You're saying what?
Confidence.
Oh, confidence. Okay.
Confident. Confident.
Doubly blessed said intelligence and humor. Sunkiss_Nick said being able to carry a decent but great conversation. To Dreamer said how he make me feel. XOXO_Devily said his mindset. And CJ Caps 01 said if he can make me laugh.
Nisha Rucker said mature conversation. Rob DeVoe said sense of humor is a must. And Ty Testman said credit score.
Oh, like somebody just going to tell you their credit score.
Right. I don't know what part of the conversation that's coming up in.
Yeah, but. So what's your credit score, baby? All right. Okay.
Right.
All right, Mr. What the Hell, you know he's live on our voicemail. We tell you on the voicemail you can call and answer the question of the day, or you can tap in on something that you heard on the show. Well, he wanted to call in and talk about what happened on Friday's show. And if you missed Friday's show, I encourage you to go to our podcast at power98fm.com. My mom called in. Well, we called my mom, actually. She didn't call in. We called her. She's missing a dog.
Jackson is still missing.
So Mr. What the Hell wanted to talk about that. Go ahead, Mr. What the Hell.
What the hell, Miss Judy? I don't listen to the show Friday. Heard you lost one of your dogs, Jackson. I tell you what, boo. If he don't come home by Friday, Big Daddy got you. I'm gonna come pick you up, and we're gonna find a replacement for Jackson. I know Jewel over there getting lonely. So we're going to go find her a side piece.
I'm just playing, no limit. Don't try to cut me when you see me, boy. But Burpee, he's a nasty little funk-ass booty, boy. Boy, they say you be farting all the time. I know your ass is sour. You need to wash your ass, Burpee, and quit being nasty.
Shut up, Mr. What the Hell.
We don't make this stuff up. We can't make this stuff up. And shout out to everybody everywhere I went this weekend. We're talking about your mama, but your mama don't, but your mama and them dogs. I told y'all when we finished the conversation on Friday, don't ask me nothing about my mama and her dogs. They talking about, but did she really try to get the dog to mate with another dog and the dog's supposed to be married? Listen. I don't want to hear nothing else about this damn dog. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. When I go out today, y'all bet not say nothing about these dogs.
The people want to know how your dog and how your doggy sisters are doing, Larry.
And they
you
were saying
can
that,
answer that.
They were saying that, too. I don't have no attachment to them animals.
It's a hate crime. I'm telling you, it's a hate crime. For the little brown Jackson.
But yeah, but her dog is still missing. For those who want to know and want to update on my mama doggy story, it is still missing. Bye, Jessica.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers. We go down in the deal.
Drip like this, gotta have bag at a drip like this.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, March 30th. Chris Brown had a weird and scary moment over the weekend. The singer recorded an altercation between him and a fan outside of his house. The fan, who you really can't see in the video, is yelling out, "Do you know Lorena?" And then Chris Bell yells back, "No." And then she yells back, "Yes, you do." And then she goes on and tells Chris that he's her life partner. It appears that she was handled by his security team, but no word on if the police were called. I have that video up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica if you want to check it out.
Oh, yeah. This was crazy. You always hear crazy fan stories. If you really want to see one, go watch this video because this was crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Future is stepping up to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. He's going to be donating masks to healthcare workers and people affected by this virus. The partnership between his nonprofit, which is called Free Wishes Foundation, and the Atlanta Sewing Style is called Mask On.
Okay.
Yeah. So the donation is going to help keep local businesses afloat as well, like Atlanta Sewing Style, who's going to use their network of over 500 local sewers to design and complete the task to deliver to Atlanta hospitals.
Man, that's dope. Dope. Shout out to Future, man. He, you know, he's always doing good in the hood, so shout out to him.
Well, a rapper by the name of Space Ghost Perp that claims that ASAP Rocky is gay. Mm. All right. Perp said that Rocky invited him to a party back in 2011. When he arrived, he claims that he saw Rocky in the pool rubbing on another man's booty. So posted a picture of Rocky and another man in the pool together. Perp says that he immediately stopped hanging out with Rocky. And because of that, and because he knows Rocky's secret, ASAP Rocky blackballed him from the music industry. Now, if you want to see the pictures and all of the tweets, I have that one up on my Instagram story as well, at Hey Miss Jessica, because Space Ghost Perp's Twitter page has been suspended.
Wow, this is crazy. And I mean, I don't know what to believe.
But how can you, if you in the pool, and by the looks of this picture, it looks like there's bubbles in the pool or something like that. You can't tell if this man is rubbing on somebody's booty by the look of that.
Bubbles in the pool, Jessica?
Oh, you've never been to like those parties, those types of parties?
Nah, mama.
Oh, well, bubbles, yeah, I mean, I've heard about those.
Nah,
yeah.
I ain't been in no party with no bubbles in with no pool, unless it was them. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely heard about that. Let's see. Juana Man star Miguel A. Nunez Jr. has gotten in some trouble over the weekend. That actor was allegedly trying to steal about $200 worth of groceries from an L.A. grocery store after his credit card was declined. How did he get caught? Well, apparently he made it out the first time, but then tried to return to the store a couple of days later. He was denied entry. The cops were called, and they cited him for misdemeanor shoplifting. He left the store like nothing happened. Now, he did try to clear up the situation, saying that he got tired of waiting in that long line, and that's why he left. He was going to come back and pay for him. The manager told him, hey, just because you an actor don't mean you special.
You ain't special. There's plenty of actors out here in Hollywood.
You got to pay for your groceries, especially $200 worth of groceries. Come on now.
They were tripping on my card. I was a little bit, I forgot to pay the bill. It was a little
late.
You got
to pay.
And they turned it off. They just turned it off. I was going to come back and pay the little people. That's why I came back. I was coming back to pay for the other groceries.
And got your groceries when you paid for them. Cut it out. You ain't special.
My card just got declined.
Happy birthday to MC Hammer. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98. The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
You always wearing them glasses.
That's how we ball out.
$1,000 bills.
That's how we ball out.
Strip clubs and dollar bills.
Hey, still have my money.
Strip clubs and dollar bills.
Hey, they took my money.
Powered out of the HWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. All y'all at home on stay at home orders or quarantine, or you just in the house. So, me and Burp said all week long, we going to take one of your classic songs and we going to remake it for y'all. The coronavirus classic remake. What we got today for them, Burp?
They're going to have to figure this out. I don't want to tell them.
But we can tell them the name of the song.
Tell them the name of the song?
The original song.
The original song is LL Cool J, I Need Love.
LL Cool J, I Need Love.
But we made a Corona mix.
Check it out right now. Let's go. You ready to go do it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so all y'all at home, ducked off, trapped off, can't go nowhere, out here looking crazy, wearing masks and stuff. Got gloves and everything on?
Since I'm alone in my room, I gotta stare at these walls. And in the back of my mind, I hope nobody calls. Telling my kids to sit down, cause I don't want them to touch. Mm. For the first time in my life, I need to wear gloves. There I was, giggling about the memes. But now that's all I'm looking at, because I am quarantined. Mm. Then the thought occurred, fear dropped across the world. As I said to myself, I'm gonna be stuck with her. Man, it's gotta be lives. I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that the government trying to give us a deal. This ain't make-believe. this Rona is true. And if you don't put on your gloves, it could get up in you. Say no more. COVID-19 is here. Before you come to me, rubber gloves is what you gotta wear. Can't go outside, so my feelings are high. Sometimes I hop up in the car and take myself for a ride. I need gloves.
What you need, what you need.
Yeah.
I need gloves. What you need, what you need.
It's real out here.
I need gloves.
Put them on. Don't touch nothing. Don't touch nobody. Stay 6 feet away. I need
gloves. And ask for hand sanitizer and Clorox of that, too. I need gloves.
Make sure you don't dab nobody up. Don't give them no pound.
Straight elbow action.
Straight up. I wouldn't even use my elbows. I need gloves.
What they need, Bert?
You know what they need, Larry? They don't need no hamper. I need gloves.
That's what they need.
They don't need no hat. They don't need no socks, no shoes.
They need gloves.
Hell, you don't even need no drawers.
Come on, you don't need drawers?
What?
Wait a minute.
I need gloves.
Huh? You need. Yeah, you do. If you ain't got no drawers on, you gonna need a glove.
Okay, I'm sorry. You need drawers.
You need a different kind of glove. If you ain't got no drawers on.
You need drawers. Put drawers on.
Put the glove on too if you got the drawers on. Put that glove, the other glove on. Trouble boots are bad ass. Ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault they mad though. It ain't my fault that where the cat go. Get out your feeling. Get
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We get ready to get up out of here, and if you missed that, I need gloves.
I need gloves.
All week long, we remaking your favorite classic songs. Yes, sir. I know what they need, Bert.
Since I'm alone in my room, I gotta stare at these walls. And in the back of my mind, I hope nobody calls. Telling my kids to sit down, cause I don't want them to touch. For the first time in my life, I need to wear gloves. There I was, giggling about the memes. But now that's all I'm looking at because I am quarantined. Then the thought occurred, fear drops across the world. As I said to myself, I'm gonna be stuck with her. Man, it's gotta be lives. I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that the government trying to give us a deal. This ain't make-believe, this corona is true. And if you don't put on your gloves, it could get up in you. Say no more. COVID-19 is here. Before you come to me, rubber gloves is what you gotta wear. Can't go outside, so my feelings are high. Sometimes I hop up in the car and take myself for a ride. I need gloves.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. They out here with these masks on. They ain't listening.
I need gloves.
I know y'all out here tripping, man. Y'all better listen to this government.
Talk to them, Larry. What you need?
I need gloves. You already know, man. Stop playing. Back up 6 feet. Back up, big dog.
I need gloves.
All week long, we're going to remake your favorite song.
Yeah.
Classics like that.
I don't even want to wear shoes no more, Larry.
Perfect. Come on. Shout out to Vaughn. That's who I am. She said y'all was doing real good until y'all said you ain't got to wear no drop. You don't be able to check that out on our podcast. Pop.fm.com. Download it and send it to somebody. Tell them you need gloves, baby. Let's get up out of here, man. Y'all are tripping this morning. Y'all are tripping.
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call. Charlotte.
Where they at?
Concord.
Where they at?
Guess how?
Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
It's time for the roll call.
It's time for the roll call. They going in.
Call me.
Where they at? What are you? Until my birthday, I hear free balling.
I need gloves.
Oh, I need gloves.
You just need to play that in the background, Larry. Don't play.
Let me bring it back up. I need gloves.
You want to drop it one more time?
I ain't messing with you. I'm gonna bring the beat back
just
up.
Just bring the beat back.
I'm gonna bring the beat back for the people. Okay, go ahead. Let me give my shout outs to everybody out there that need gloves.
Since Tasha, I'm alone in my room,
Tasha Lachey, she need gloves. That boy Nick, he need gloves. Like Bim April, she need gloves. Vaughn is who I am. She cute, but she need gloves. Marlon, Mr. Top Sales, definitely need gloves. And shout out to Call Me Cuddy, definitely need gloves. Everybody in America need gloves right now. What you got, Jessica?
Phyllis Haynes, you need gloves. Red Kitten 100, you need gloves. TL Adams 84, you need gloves. K Baby 80, you need gloves. And Broody 65.
They need gloves.
They all need gloves.
Hurry up, Burp, because we got to get
18,
out of here.
Reboy 11, Jiggy Dave, they need gloves.
Yeah.
Fab, MS 007, Bree Jordan 25, Stacks 2015.
They need gloves.
Miss Conservative Ape, RG Logistics, LaDonna the Diva. They need gloves.
They need gloves.
Mr. Ambition QC, CJ Watt, Kenyatta Wigs.
They need gloves.
Riri 718, what up, girl? I see you. Brandon Rainwater, you know what they need?
They need gloves.
All right, Bayetta's up next. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man.
This is WPEG. Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill. A Beasley Media Group station. Stunner for Vegas.
What's popping in Stunner for Vegas? The Rich Young himself, and you know I like taking care of the